Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Drop by freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we've got waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com with you in studio tonight. Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Coming up, the story that Danica, I believe, brought in this evening about a school bus. Well, it was actually suggested by our listeners over at freetalklive.com.
Yes.
You selected it as something you thought was interesting. A school bus that has banned the reading of books. Is that right?
Not necessarily banning. He's telling this girl that it's too dangerous to read.
Well, you might learn something.
That's not the reason, but we'll get to that in a second.
All
so
right.
Not necessarily banning, although who knows what it could be turned into. The school board has ruled that the school bus driver has the right to make the rules on the bus.
Really? I'm going to hear, well, let's jump right into this.
Sure.
We can talk about Google and their new tech here in a little bit.
Yeah, totally. This comes from Reason Magazine. They got it from CBC.ca, which is a Canadian website.
Yeah,
this comes
this happened
from,
in Canada?
Yes,
okay.
In Quebec, actually. An 8-year-old girl in, and I'm going to butcher this, so I do apologize, St. Jean de Richelieu in Quebec, pardon my French, was told that she was no longer allowed to read books on the school bus because it poses a risk to the safety of other students. Sarah Ager loves reading and used to enjoy using her 20-minute ride to and from school to read for pleasure. But recently, her bus driver told her she had to stop. She says that she was told reading poses a threat to other students on the bus. The bus driver suggested that they might stand up to see what she was reading, or she might.
No, they won't. They're all too busy looking at their smartphones.
Yeah, or playing on their 3DSs. She might also poke herself in the eye with the corners of a book, which is hilarious because don't school buses not have seatbelts? So
no,
right, but
not,
you can't poke yourself in the eye with the non-existent seatbelt.
Well, I'm just saying they get into an accident or stop suddenly, everyone's going to go flying forward and hit their head on the seats. But this girl has this book, and she's not posing a threat with it.
When has anyone ever poked their eye in with a book before?
I mean,
I'm sure it's happened at least once. I'm surprised that I've never done it.
Just because you read that much, or you're reading a lot and clumsy, or what?
Because I'm clumsy.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, you're just really clumsy.
And I fell up the stairs last week.
Yeah, okay, that's no good.
Didn't you also get a quote-unquote concussion from moving a refrigerator, a small refrigerator, I might add?
Okay. Multiple concussions.
Okay, so let me explain the moving the refrigerator concussion.
So recent?
A few months ago,
okay.
6-8 months, I don't know, it might have been
6 months, yeah.
Yeah, something. So I was moving a refrigerator in the Keene Activist Center, a small one, mm-hmm. from downstairs to into the computer room.
Yeah.
And I got it there, no problem. And where I had set it, part of the ceiling juts out really low.
That part.
And I bent down to grab the wire for the refrigerator to plug it in.
Yeah, and then?
When I bent down, I didn't pay attention that's where the ceiling, and basically I headbutted a 2x4.
Usually that'll get me when I'm coming back up. So I'll, like, go underneath. So on my side, so we're in a duplex here, and I have the exact same piece of wood or whatever that is, the exact same structure, the jutting out of this ceiling or the wall. And that's where my living room is essentially. And so I've got some receivers and electronic equipment there. So I'll go back there to like pull a cable out of something. And
yeah, I didn't get that low.
Right.
I leaned forward and basically headbutted a 2x4.
Daryl, you should get low.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I will do the reverse. So
yeah.
I'll see it there and I will avoid it when I go down in to do whatever it is I'm going to do and then promptly forget about it and then come back up at full blast and then thwack the back of my head. And,
yeah, so I fell to the ground and I would not have answered a 10 count if it was a boxing match. And I hollered.
Wow.
I hollered for Johnny, who used to be a co-host on Free Talk Live,
right.
And he came upstairs and said, "What's wrong?" I said, "I'm dead. Johnny, I'm dead.
Dead, Jim."
And he just stood there and laughed for a second and said, "Is there anything I can do?" I was like, "Yeah, here's the cord. Plug it in."
Don't hit yourself on the way down. All right, so back to the story here. The school bus. So young girl, what was this, elementary school girl, right?
Yeah, little girl named Sarah Ager. She loves reading.
Good for her, by the way. I mean, kids should be encouraged to read
Exactly what her father's saying. He's proud of his daughter for wanting to read and loves to read, and he wants to encourage her to do it as soon as possible, and he thinks that this rule is obviously very stupid.
Is reading rainbow still a thing?
They just started a Kickstarter to bring it back.
Do you remember reading Rainbow?
With LeVar Burton, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Shorty, you mean?
Yeah.
I, for the longest time, I did not know that that guy was an actor. I just thought it was just somebody that had a show on PBS
called Reading
teaching
Rainbow.
Kids, like, here's books to read. I used to love that show, and I would make a list of, like, all the books, and I never read all of them.
Oh, you have to put that on your bucket list then, I guess.
I don't have the list anymore.
Okay.
If you contributed, I believe, $1,000 to the Kickstarter, you got a chance to wear the visors and take a picture with it. So you missed out on that opportunity.
I'm not a Trekkie. I don't care about the Star Wars thing.
It's not Star Wars. Don't make me come over there, Daryl. I'm very protective of that. But anywho, moving on.
No, it's great that she is interested in reading.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, does it count when... I mean, I spend all day reading things on the internet, but it just doesn't feel like it counts to me unless it's in a book.
Right. That's why ebooks annoy me.
Because it doesn't feel like reading?
It doesn't feel like reading.
Yeah.
Like, I've downloaded some ebooks and used the Amazon Cloud Reader to read the books, but it still feels like I'm just reading things from the internet.
Oh, I love my Kindle. I read more now that I have a Kindle. I still love having a physical book, but having a Kindle is the best thing in the world.
Did I see something recently, a headline about the ebooks are kind of floundering, that they're, you know, maybe losing popularity to the old paperback?
Really?
Style? Mm.
You may have read that. I don't know if it's accurate.
I saw a headline about that. I'm going to see if I can dig that one up.
Well, one thing, since we're talking about ebooks, and I wonder if they would have given her problems if she was reading from an e-reader, because, you know, those things have corners as well.
Yeah, they typically have rounded corners. So they don't have sharp corners.
No, they're going to have to get, unless it's made by Apple, they're going to have to get rid of the rounded corners, because Apple holds the patent on rounded corners on rectangular things.
Oh, my God.
The cell phone that I have, which is a Samsung something another, Galaxy something, has rounded corners. Apple was found to, or rather Samsung was found to be in violation of the patent for using rounded corners.
Oh, that is so
ridiculous.
You know,
obviously, when I saw this phone that says Samsung in big letters on the front and back.
I think it has rounded corners.
I thought it was an Apple iPhone.
Oh, come on.
Like, I totally got confused.
Well, at least you...
Because of the rounded corners.
Well, they should all have rounded corners to prevent people from poking their eye in.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you might poke your eye on a
butt. Speaking of the e-books... One thing that annoys me is that a lot of publishers will charge the same price for the ebook that they charge for the print book.
That's ridiculous.
Yes. They're using way less material.
There's virtually no overhead for an electronic book.
Right. The only overhead you have is if you're paying somebody $200 to convert from whatever file you send to the printer to the file that you need to send for the ebook.
So, yeah, you're paying the technicians, the electronic, or the you know, the IT guys or whatever you want to call them to do that. The wizards, the tech wizards. So I dug around. We'll get back to the girl in the school bus here in a moment, but since we're on this tangent here, this is from March 27th, and I saw something more recent, but this is recent enough. It's from this year. From the Digital Publishing News for the 21st Century, DBW, digitalbookworld.com. How do younger readers want to read? If you go by the numbers, so-called digital natives, because millennials are being raised on digital devices,
yes,
and whatever the next generation is after millennials certainly will be. One recent survey shows U.S. readers ages 18 to 34, which would be the highest, you know, tech group, most likely to have a smartphone in their pocket group, almost are twice as likely to read a print book as an ebook on any device.
Interesting.
And while Pew researchers found ebooks popularity to be highest among the 18 to 29 year old block in its own latest study, that same demographic was more likely than any of the three older age groups to read a print book. More coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ron Paul here. Today I have an urgent message for every American who's retired or thinking about retiring soon. You see, our own government's disastrous policies have now put you, me, and everyone over the age of 50 at great risk. Sometime in the near future, we're going to have yet another financial crisis. This one won't be solved with bailouts, and it will hit seniors the hardest. I fear there will be civil unrest, a drop in stock prices, pension fund collapses, big changes to Social Security and Medicare, the erosion of personal liberties, bank and brokerage closings, and ultimately a major crisis as the U.S. dollar is rejected for almost any non-paper alternative.
Don't let this happen to your retirement. Dr. Ron Paul strongly believes when the next crisis hits, there will be no warning, and the government won't save you. Go online to www.ronpaulwarning10.com where you'll learn simple steps you can take to protect your retirement. Go to www.ronpaulwarningthenumber10.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors. And it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission. A mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. and enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
And, of course, you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Plus, check out Freedom's Phoenix. They're uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies over at freedomsphoenix.com every day. Readers over there are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com. Get signed up for their free daily dispatch. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We're talking about books, and apparently there's some surprising news, according to the internets. This is a story from, let's see, the site is it's a book-related website. I had it pulled up a moment ago, and I've lost track of it here. But anyway, what they're saying is that there are a surprising number of young people who are actually reading regular old books, printed books, according to, here it is, the DBW, Digital Publishing News for the 21st Century, digitalbookworld.com, that a recent survey shows U.S. readers ages 18 to 34 are almost twice as likely to read a print book as an e-book on any device. Plus, they found that ebooks' popularity to be the highest amongst young people, 18 to 29. However, in a Pew study, that same demographic was more likely than any of the three older age groups in the sample to read a print book, meaning that the youngest demographic, 79% of them, were reading print books.
Very cool.
Alex Segura, SVP of Publicity and Marketing at Archie Comics, put it in a talk yesterday called Designing Books for Tomorrow's Readers. He said, quote, "If the story's good, the rest will follow." That's hardly an adage most in the book world would sneeze at. The debate heats up, though, around what constitutes the rest and in what ways it follows the story. For Benjamin Alfonsi, creative director of publishing startup Metabook, the rest is where publishers have failed readers utterly. Quote, "Readers want more. They're expecting more," he said, that he thinks content needs to jump out at you in an age when consumers, particularly younger ones, are accustomed to getting a multi-sensory overload from their media diet. Metabook aims to do enhanced books one better with what Alfonsi calls, quote, "an all-out assault on the senses approach." The publisher's digital products, so far exclusively for iOS, combine written text with audio interviews, music, performed narration, 3D interactive features, and other forms of supplemental content. Sounds like a website.
Yeah, that does not sound at all like reading a book.
Yeah.
That sounds like watching some sort of weird 3D hologram movie.
Now, obviously, this guy's pitching his product, right? In Alfonsi's view, quote, "we're losing an entire generation of readers because the reading experience itself has become so unengaging. With his product, they claim it's visceral, it's sexy, it's imaginative, it's immersive, it's visual, it's sensory, it's everything. He says it has to be everything." However, now we're back to the article here. DigitalBookWorld.com says, "By and large, though, the market has not shown that to be true. Nearly a year ago, ebook developer and digital content strategist Peter Costanzo revisited an argument that industry leader Evan Schnittman made about enhanced digital content back in 2011 and found that it still held up pretty well. The gist of his case was that thanks to the wide variability among e-reading platforms, most readers were unable to experience the full range of interactive features that publishers otherwise could and did make available to them. The chicken and egg scenario that creates remains largely in force today, with optimists believing that if only more readers could uniformly access the enhanced content, demand for it would rise, publishers would then invest more in producing and distributing it, and the all-out assault in the senses approach would stand a better chance of becoming the default e-reading experience. In the meantime, though, the market for enhanced digital book content, including among millennials, is likely to remain very modest. Not only do those younger readers appear perfectly happy with a print book in one hand and a Snapchat-running smartphone in the other, many authors still meet with considerable distribution and business incentives to publish their work the old-fashioned way." Now, Daryl, you are a book publisher.
Yes.
You have a website. It's fpp.cc, where you sell and publish books, and you do sell e-versions of those books, correct?
Yes. I have those available, and I found that there are very few times that the ebook sells better than the print book.
Yeah, that was one of the questions.
Generally,
I was gonna ask.
One thing that you can do with the ebook that you cannot do as easily with the print book is a giveaway.
Right.
So Amazon will allow you to give, using the distribution that I use, which is Kindle Direct Publishing, you can set up to 5 days per quarter, so five days every 90, to give away a book. And if you do this and you do it, I want to say the right way, to where you set it up and you promote it and say for the next 3 days this book's going to be free, or, you know, at the end of March, whatever, you know, you set it up, you promote it, and you can get a lot of downloads of the book, and occasionally that will actually turn into people purchasing the book. You can also set things up to where if someone purchases the physical book, they can download the ebook for free
at
a reduced price. So there are things that you can do to sort of help distribute the book. And you might not be making money by distributing the book, and that's really what people are printing books for,
right,
is to make money. But at the same time, there are books that people just want people to read.
Right.
So, you know, there are various ways that you can do this, but I do find that the physical books do generally sell a little bit better.
Generally. So has there been an exception to that rule where there was a book that you can remember that really did great on ebook compared to print?
Again, it would be one of those to where I've run a promotion and wound up getting like 100 downloads in a couple of days.
If you're talking about freebies, I don't think you could count that.
No,
I think.
Right.
I would say that.
So I don't recall offhand, you know, if there was a book where I sold more ebooks in a month than the physical books. And so when I say generally, I'm talking not necessarily from my experience, but from what I know, to where there are times where ebooks will sell better than a physical for whatever reason. Sometimes people will only do an ebook because it's easier to do. You don't have the overhead. You don't have to worry about, you know, is somebody going to buy this? I've bought 1,000 copies to try to sell and various other things. But I like doing both the physical and the ebook, just that way there's multiple options for people.
You can share your thoughts with us here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. There's a story over at Barron's, which I cannot access because they have some paywall on the front of their website here. But I have to say, it looks interesting. And this is the story I think I was talking about that I saw within the last week. Maybe I can find another version of it. Usually there's somebody else reporting on this. But they say here that 2 years ago, ebooks seemed to be an existential threat to printed books, leading to predictions that at least 50% of books would be read in digital form. However, it looks like ebook sales have hit a plateau. And printed books are now enjoying sales growth. It's Free Talk Live. There's more coming up here.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. Watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials, commercials, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to join us here. Share your thoughts on print versus ebooks. Apparently, ebook sales have plateaued within about the last year or so, and print book sales are on an uptick. Now, obviously, print book sales have gone down over time over the last decade. That's why businesses, entire companies like, what was it, Borders Books, closed all of their stores, what, about 3 or 4 years ago, it seems like at this point, probably less than three years.
I was living in Texas at the time.
So it must have been 3 years ago then.
A little over 3 years.
Yeah. You're welcome to share your thoughts here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Let's go, and you can bring up anything that you want. Let's go to Howard in Philly via Skype. Hello, Howie.
Hi, Danica, Ian, and Daryl.
Hey there.
How are you?
Good. Go ahead, sir.
This is great. I wanted to really call in because earlier tonight you were talking about like these Japanese fetishes and stuff. It brought up, like, a lot of thoughts, and I also want to say that I really enjoy Danica on the radio on Friday night. She's, like, she is the only female host on LRN, really, right now, involved with Free Talk Live, and I really appreciate her stepping up, and she's awesome. I mean, Danny, I really appreciate you.
So
I just want to get past that. So
thanks.
What my thoughts are is what you were saying earlier about when you were reading the stories about these Japanese and how it is where there's this oppression with women in their culture. And it just, that does disgust me because I feel bad for anyone who feels like so oppressed that they can't speak up for their own rights and try to say, like, if somebody's molesting them, just to get the hell off of them, you know? It's like, I mean, with the Japanese culture, I just regret that because a lot of women do feel ashamed. And it's like, a lot of Asian women will cover their mouths when they smile or laugh, just because
it's so ingrained to them.
Laugh. And Danik, I'm impressed with your knowledge of Japanese culture. That's
really cool.
But actually, I wanted to move on to because I am a half Japanese guy. Like, my father is Japanese and Filipino. My mother's Irish and Italian. And I can just tell you from growing up, just like, you know, a kid, the racism I felt like, you know, I would have people constantly call me a chink or, you know, Chinese or, you know, just stupid stuff. And it's something that I learned how to deal with, you know, in my life. But I can understand, like, how anybody who feels like, you know, they're picked on or something like that might, you know, would feel they're wrong.
In the Japanese influence that you had growing up, did you have any sort of experience with perverted exception at all?
No, I didn't. Everybody I knew who's Japanese in my life has been really great people. I mean, I worked at Benihana of Tokyo when I was, like, a young kid is my first job in high school. The people who I know are Japanese are the most hardworking people I've ever met. And I actually, when I went to live in Hawaii and live with my relatives there, I actually realized, because I grew up on the East Coast, I might be like half Asian. I know nothing about really being Japanese or Asian. It's like a total whole different, like, concept of way they think of things. And it's just, I grew up around white people. My mother's white. You know, that's how it was.
So you never really had the Asian influence on your life, correct?
I haven't. I grew up around white people. That's
gotcha.
What I know. And I know what it's like to be like, you know, I always felt different and stuff. But, you know, I'm not trying to call in and try to say that, you know, I'm not trying to talk about that. My point was, it's just you were talking about the Japanese influences and stuff. It's just hard, you know. People will respect, like, you know, everybody's just a person, but I do think that, like, people do look at people of other races with prejudice. And I always, you know, the point that I really thought of is that when you brought up that point earlier about what you were talking about Japanese culture, do you think that the United States would have dropped an atomic bomb on Germany? I just feel like, you know, every time I was growing up, when the people would call me a chink and, you know, try to, you know, just discredit me, there is so much racism. And I don't think that the United States would have dropped an atomic bomb on Germany because they're white people.
It's an interesting question.
It's so
interesting. You know, very interesting question.
Japanese, it was so easy for them to look at the Japanese people. It's just like insects. But I don't blame them because it was a war. And, you know, the propaganda where the Japanese were very violent people. They would chop your head off. They would do anything they could to kill you. They're intense. But, you know, it's just, I don't know. It's just, I'm learning a lot in life. I try to learn life, you know, every day. But that's what my first thought was. But I have my own, the way I think of it. And, like, this
sure.
It was just interesting to me. So,
Howard, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight.
Yeah.
I do appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So you can join us here. You can also join us via Skype and sound really good, like how we just did.
Yeah, that's great. Your session.
Skype username is lrn.fm. So I've looked and looked and looked, and I cannot find, you know, I guess kudos to Barron's there for they're the only site on the internet that I can find that's talking about this ebook plateau and the current sales of ebooks versus print books. And I'm not going to pay their fee to read whatever.
You mean
it is
you don't
want
to pay like $5 a month to be able to read that one article off of Barron's?
30 articles a month. Think about it.
But I did find this from the Huffington Post from February 27th. Sorry, ebooks. These 9 studies show why print is better. Don't lament the lost days of cutting your fingers on pristine new novels or catching a whiff of that magical transportive old book smell just yet. A slew of recent studies show that print books are still popular, even among millennials. What's more, further research suggests this trend may save demonstrably successful learning habits from certain death. Take comfort in these 9 studies that show that print books have a promising future. Younger people are more likely to believe that there's useful information that's only available offline. With 62% of citizens under 30 subscribing to this belief, only 53% of those 30 and older agree. These findings are from a promising study released last year by Pew Research, which also found that millennials are more likely to visit their local library. So there's like a belief system among millennials that there's hidden knowledge that is not on the internet and can only be found in books, is what that sounds like.
And to some extent, they're right. There is a lot of stuff that can only be found in books
because it hasn't been put online yet.
And lots of libraries have computers, too.
Students are more likely to buy physical textbooks. A study conducted by Student Monitor and featured in the Washington Post shows that 87% of textbook spending for the fall 2014 semester was on print books. Of course, this could be due to the professors assigning fewer e-books, which is why it's fascinating that students opt for physical copies of humanities books even when digital versions are available for free. While students prefer reading digital texts for science and math class, they like to study the humanities in print. A study conducted by the University of Washington in 2013 shows that 25% of humanities students bought physical versions of free ebooks. This isn't just true of textbooks. Teens prefer print books for personal use, too. Nielsen book scan numbers from 2014 revealed the main reasons why teens buy books. Quote, I've enjoyed authors' previous books, unquote, ranked number one, followed by browsing in libraries and browsing in bookstores, which both ranked above online bookseller websites. In-store displays also ranked above hearing about a book through a social network. So that's shocking to me. I mean, given that teenagers seem to always be on their cell phones, it's a surprise.
Right, or a tablet or a computer. It does, and this is actually surprising to me, as I really thought that ebooks were just going to kind of keep taking off.
Students don't connect emotionally with on-screen text. A 2012 study featured in The Guardian gave half its participants a story on paper, and the other half the same story on a screen. The result: iPad readers didn't feel the story was as immersive and therefore weren't able to connect with it on an emotional level. Further, those who read on paper were much more capable of placing the story's events in chronological order.
I would have to agree with that.
Interesting.
We'll talk more about that when we come back.
Yeah, let's do that here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. Maybe the ebook isn't really what it's cracked up to be.
What about audiobooks?
I don't think they talk about that in this. It's a good question. 855-450-FREE. You can take control. I imagine audiobooks are fairly immersive to people. But more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
When we needed $5,000 for a medical emergency, a friend told us about Avant. They use their own risk evaluation software to calculate a personalized interest rate, one that works for us. The whole process took minutes and didn't affect our credit score.
We've helped over 100,000 Americans get the money they need fast. And with Avant, you'll never pay hidden fees or be penalized for paying off your loan early. Right now, Avant will also give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates risk-free and get this special offer, go to AvantOffer.com today and enter promo code 200 at checkout. That's www.avantoffer.com, promo code 200. Again, that's www.avantoffer.com, promo code 200.
Loans are made by WebBank and by affiliates of Avant Incorporated. California loans offered by Avant will be made under financial lender's license number 603K124. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
We're back with more Free Talk Live in the remaining moments right here. We'll take your calls about anything you want to discuss. Just dial in toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Danica.
And Daryl.
And we're talking about books. I'm pretty surprised by the news here that e-books have kind of plateaued, apparently. The dramatic growth of the e-book industry has sort of tapered off, apparently. And the print books are actually on a sales increase, at least according to an article over at Barron's. And then there's all these studies here that we're talking about from Huffington Post, where they've collected 9 different studies that show various reasons why books, print books, are better than ebooks. And Danica, you were going to expound on one of these points.
About what you said, that physical books feel more immersive to the students.
Yeah.
I can definitely agree with that, because when I'm taking a physical book and I want to reread a passage over again, it's a little bit easier for me to flip through the book, find the passage that I'm looking for, read through it, and really kind of feel connected to the book. Whereas in an ebook, I have to, you know, put in the search bar, I have to type in whatever word or phrase I want to look for, and hopefully find it in that search bar. So when I was in school, I've had both ebooks and physical textbooks, and I always got more, I got more use out of the physical books than with the ebooks, because I felt that they helped me learn more. I could easily go back, look over my work. Sometimes if I use a highlighter, it was easier for me to do that than with an actual ebook. Now, don't get me wrong, I like reading on my Kindle, but I also place just as much pleasure in reading a physical book, and I would never, ever not want to read a physical book again.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of the e-book is it's a cool idea to have a bunch of books in a very, very small space, in the same way that we're used to that with our movies, or mostly music, I guess, more so than movies. But I guess movies true the same way, because of, like, Netflix. I mean, essentially, it's a bunch of movies at your fingertips. You don't have to do the storage with them, though. But there's just something about, whenever I've said this before, I've always felt like kind of old, right? But maybe not so much, because apparently young people really like books now. But there's something about actually having something in your hands that's just, it's just more real, it's more tangible, it's just more palpable, I guess, and I like it better that way, and apparently younger people are liking it better that way, too, which is really the surprise to me, because I felt like I was out of touch, you know, because I like books, not the e-books. I don't have an e-book reader. I mean, I've got my smartphone, and I guess they have apps for that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's a Kindle app that you can actually purchase Kindle books and read them on your phone, so you don't actually need a Kindle to do it. You can get the free Kindle app.
But, I mean, there's
also the Amazon Cloud Reader that just runs as sort of a plug-in to your browser.
I've downloaded books in PDF form before on my computer, and I just don't care about them. I'm just not interested in them. Like, even if I see a title that I would want to read, I just don't have the drive to do it. It's just not interesting to me. Now, to be fair, I'm not someone who spends a lot of time reading books. There's like one side of me that wants to, but another side of me that's like, you're too busy, you can't do that. So really the only time I spend reading books is on the toilet, essentially, because that's when I have to make time. And even then I have to make
if you're on a plane or sitting wing?
I've done books on
purpose
plane.
Of airplanes is to take a nap.
You can't always take a nap on an airplane, though.
I can.
Anyway, let me jump back into this list of the 9 studies showing why print books are better. So we found out that students don't connect with on-screen text like they do with print books, and that they also apparently comprehend less of the information presented in digital books. USA Today shared a 2013 study showing that students retain less when reading on a screen. The study's creator blamed this on the flash gimmicks embedded in many e-books. She also suspects being able to collectively turn to the same page enhances group discussion. Also, it's not just students who are opting for print. Parents and kids prefer to read physical books together, too. According to Digital Book World and literacy nonprofit Sesame Workshop, less than 10% of kids and parents alike choose e-books over print books. Parents say fancy features such as videos and interactive games are more of a distraction than a valued tool, which makes sense because e-books can negatively impact your sleep. A few months ago, The Guardian reported on a Harvard study linking e-reading and sleep deprivation. If the e-book was light-emitting, it took participants an average of 10 minutes longer to fall asleep than those who read physical books instead. And finally, it's hard to avoid multitasking while reading digital books. In a blog for the Huffington Post, Naomi S. Barron wrote about the findings published in her new book, Words on Screen, The Fate of Reading in a Digital World. She says, quote, studies I have done with university students in several countries confirm what I bet you'll find yourself observing. When reading either for school, work, or pleasure, the preponderance of students found it easiest to concentrate when reading in print. They also reported multitasking almost 3 times as much when reading on screen as when reading in hard copy. Which makes sense. I imagine the Kindle doesn't have this, but if you're reading on a smartphone, you got all these text messages popping in on you, or, you know, some kind of notification.
Or a phone call.
Or a call, which will all pull you out of the moment
if you're
the story
reading
was.
Using, you know, like the cloud reader on your, you know, laptop or whatever, then you've got the little thing flashing. You've got notifications on Facebook.
Notifications are like the bane of my existence sometimes. They just keep coming.
Yeah. I used to, before I started going to the gym a couple of weeks ago, I would not really be on Facebook to pay attention to what was going on, but I would be on Facebook to make sure I didn't have notifications.
Yeah, that's a bad thing.
And now, I know that there's, you know, all kinds of groups on the side. I use the toolbars and favorites and lists and whatnot. There's all kinds of things where it's like 20 plus, and I mean, whatever. Like, I'll look at it when I look at it.
So you're over it.
Yeah, kind of.
That's good.
Like, I've got better things to do.
Yeah, I have this, I don't know how to disable it, but on my phone, and I know that there is an option to do it, but I got a new phone, and whenever it pops up a notification, it likes to set it on top of the bar, and whenever I'm trying to navigate near the top, then I click on that notification and bring me back to it, and I wish that it would just do it in the background. I don't know how to turn it off from the top.
This is not a tech show, so I can't help you with that.
Brian Sovereign, where are
you? Brian at freetalklive.com. So Real quick, I want to make sure that we get this in before the end of
what
the show.
This?
I had looked up the audiobook, like how audiobooks compare to ebooks or physical. And the most recent data I was able to find was from October of last year from the American Association of Publishers. And there's another group that they compile data with. And they put, in terms of formats, downloadable audiobooks continued to be the fastest growing format.
Wow.
With a 26.2% growth over the first 7 months compared to the same period from 2013. So first 7 months of 2014 saw a 26% growth from the first 7 months of 2013.
Interesting.
Ebooks came in a distant second with an increase of 7.5%.
That's interesting.
Up to $937 million. Hardback dipped slightly with, and sales of paperbacks grew by 5.3% to $1.13 billion.
So fantastic.
Paperback is still, you know, bigger than ebook or audio, but
it's actually audiobook that's growing faster than
audio
e-books.
Is growing faster, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that it's a more emerging market. So if you jump from 100 to 400, then that's a 26% increase.
Well, but audiobooks have been around for a long time. What's
they
different
have.
Now is digital delivery of audiobooks instead of having to go and get CDs
or
from
tape,
the bookstore.
Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, you know, it's more of an emerging market.
Right. And it's also, in my opinion, more immersive to listen to something because it occupies, you know, you can hear it in the middle of your brain, right? As opposed
it's
to...
It's one way to make a road trip be less time-taking.
Yeah,
I put in an audiobook and my friend had suggested, oh, yeah, put in an audiobook. It'll make your car travel go so much faster. And I was just thinking, no. And finally, I put in Gone Girl. I listened to Gone Girl. And it just made the trip seem so much shorter. It was very immersive. It's a great audiobook if you haven't listened to it yet. And it made it a six-hour trip seem to take like 3 hours, half the time.
And I know we were talking about the cost earlier of ebook versus paperback.
Right.
And when I was trying to find info on what percentage of book sales or audiobook, et cetera, one of the questions that I came across in like the list of questions that are suggested was, why are audiobooks so expensive? And the reason is because you have to pay people to produce them.
That's true.
And that's not
true.
Cheap. It's 6 hours of labor for each 1 hour of produced audio.
Sounds about right. We're out of time for tonight. Check out Daryl's books. He's publishing them over at fpp.cc. And we'll come back with more Free Talk Live tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminate at big box stores? We've got solid, pre-finished hardwood from 99 cents. Want bamboo? Don't pay $2.39 for laminate that looks like bamboo. We've got the real thing for $1.49 plus 10% off Morningstar bamboo. More deals from 49 cents and 24-month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high-quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart. heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.